There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think my stomach's the biggest it's ever been. I'm not joking. Having had two children, mine definitely isn't.
Mine is bigger than when you were pregnant. I'm telling you that right now.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever eaten a full Easter egg in secret in February, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
I have never done that.
You liar.
I don't think so.
And Victoria.
I haven't done that yet, but that is a great idea. Hi, guys.
The guy I work with had a full Easter egg in January.
Brilliant.
January.
Legend.
Sod it. Yeah, he did. The whole thing. It's like, fuck the world. I'm having an Easter egg.
Let's start with our first update this week, and it's from Jo.
It's Monday, usually way day, but remember the golden rule. Home scales don't count. Also, should I do a detox? I'm kind of going and reading about loads of detoxes and how not just good they are to start off weight loss and all of that, but how good they are at changing how you feel about food and making you just feel cleansed and healthy and like you're starting again. You don't want any shit food after. So has anybody done one? Can you advise? Not had too bad a week, but because I've been ill, getting migraines one day, just the nausea the next, just the headaches the next, extreme fatigue. If you're not 50 yet, I am your future. My eating has been up and down as well, but I have carried on the exercises when I felt well enough. And I have to say, moving a treadmill from one part of the room to the other is in a way a full workout itself. So I've really been doing double the exercise. And the Fitbit steps tell me I have, and we all know Fitbits don't lie.
I mean, Jo, there's so much. But first off, like, are you actually feeling better now?
Thank you for caring.
Because you weren't here last week.
Yeah, I had extreme acute peripheral ocular.
Is this so you're saying about a detox though? Is this because you've had some sort of weight loss surgery done and you can't actually eat anything, so you're having to detox?
Victoria, you've not seen Jo in a year, but she hasn't had any surgery.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
Or any weight loss. No, because I felt so poorly last week and I was off with my peripheral ocular migraine.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of research into
what excuses I could have that you can use.
Anyway, do a detox and you'll be better instantly was my thought process.
Right.
Get nutrients and goodness into me.
Yeah. Right.
A little bit of weight loss, reset the body, cleanse. Now, when I put this on Instagram, I got what can only be described as a lot of abuse.
Well, the word detox is triggering for a lot of people, isn't it? Because when they think about that, they think about these detox teas that wash you out or all that kind
laxatives.
Of stuff. Laxatives. Yeah. Were you just thinking about...
I don't need those, just to let you know.
But was yours more about... Because I saw you, was it... Who did you write about? Was it the actress?
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah. Is she on a detox?
No, that was another diet I was looking into.
Right. Okay. Yeah, didn't you two attempt to do that for a day last year? Oh, no, that was the Adele one, wasn't
it? No, that was Adele's diet.
That was Adele's. So Rebel Wilson did the Mayer method, okay, which is where this 40 chews for each mouthful thing comes from.
Oh, not that again.
Yeah, so I canned that. I stopped reading about that. That looks too difficult. So, yeah, that was the Mayer method. But, yeah, I'm into a detox. I want to do one.
So you've not started it yet then?
No, I needed to really. I've got to read into it first. Research. It's just I was going to start it, but, like, the prices of them are crazy as well.
What do you mean
detox
prices?
Is about not eating anything. Yeah, like, who are you paying money to tell you not to
like,
eat?
They range from, like, 20 quid to 150.
What? Joe, you don't need to pay somebody to detox. You just detox.
Yeah, but people, like, send you juices and shit.
This is not a detox, and this is a juice diet.
Joe, don't go down this road.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily just a juice cleanse. It's got to be the full nutrients that I need to survive.
Okay.
I'm sure you could just make that up yourself, though. I'm sure you just put a bit of celery, bit of coconut water, bit of cucumber, carrot.
This doesn't sound like a full
slim,
fat.
What about
fruit?
A Secret World of Slimming Clubs detox? We can make our own.
Should we make our own programme?
Okay, does it involve bananas and almond milk? Because I like
that. We've got to follow it, though, if we do that. And I'm not sure I'm up for that.
But you can do a detox for 3 days, 4, 5, or even a week. And I've been reading, some journalists were doing a certain one that I was reading about, and they said they weren't so bothered about the weight loss, but the way they felt after it was incredible. And it did make... Yeah, I know, right?
That sounds attractive.
And it made them really think about what they were eating afterwards as well. Yeah. They realised they didn't need much to satisfy themselves.
Yeah, that's a bit like the Fast 800, though, isn't it? I think you kind of feel like that when you do that.
Yeah, you do. Oh. So will I have the willpower? Good point.
And it's only for 3 days.
We've got. Let's find the right one, guys, and do this.
Let's have more research.
You find the right one for us, Joe, and then we'll decide.
I think I could do this because I'm sick of feeling shit. Feel shit.
Yeah, that's a theme, I think, at the minute. Everyone feels a bit shit, but I think a lot of it is what we're putting in our bodies.
It's self-inflicted. So I feel shit. Mm-hmm. So therefore, have a twirl and feel better for 10 minutes.
And so the cycle begins again.
And then off we go.
On the radio station that Joe and I worked on, Joe did an important experiment this week, and I think we need to share it with our Secret World of Slimming Club's listeners, because it will change the way you think about two very, like, important and popular chocolate bars. Okay.
The twirl and the flake. Now, we did a science experiment to find out whether a twirl is just a flake covered in chocolate. And I was 100% certain it wasn't.
Hold on, what do you mean a flake covered in chocolate? Because flake is chocolate.
Yeah, but with a chocolate coat.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
With a coat.
Okay.
Like the twirl is. And
So it is,
I thought it was different textures. Anyway, we got a 9-pack of each.
Of course you did. Couldn't possibly have one of each. No, it has to be 9.
To cut a long story short, we used 2 for the experiment and ate the rest.
We've had, Joe and I have had chocolate for breakfast twice this week.
But what was the outcome?
That they're the same.
They're exactly the same thing,
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
Anyway, great
just to
science.
Be sure, maybe go out and do it yourselves.
But I genuinely...
Oh, here she is, Miss Sabotage.
I genuinely am sick of feeling shit.
Yeah, I agree.
And so therefore, that's why a real hardcore, harsh detox feels the better thing to do, because I'm struggling to resist the 9-pack of twirls.
Hang on, isn't your hours of exercising doing you the world of good?
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Well, I mean, you'd hope so. Actually, it's just knackering me.
Oh, okay.
It's just tiring me out. My younger sister, Laura, suggested when I went on the treadmill watching Married at First Sight Australia.
Oh, okay.
Which, they're over an hour long. I had to say to her, I'm not on the fucking treadmill for an hour. Give me a half-hour show to catch up on.
What does she think that you're doing?
Yeah, I know. I think I may have lied to her once.
I'll tell you what you could watch, though. One thing I've been is Extreme Cake Makers on Netflix, and I think they're only shorter episodes, so you could definitely watch one of them on the treadmill.
That sounds
great.
Like,
viewing, honestly, it's wonderful. I'm having the time of my life in the evenings. It's great.
So a detox and exercise.
Okay.
Feels like, you know.
I mean, a recipe for success, really.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep you posted.
This time next week, Joe will be a size 10.
Oh, I'm excited.
And my skin, hair and nails will be glowing.
Oh, amazing. time to move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Louise. She says, someone on our Zoom meeting confessed to putting on weight this week and blamed the fact that she had to eat the ice cream in her freezer to make room for her healthy batch cooking.
I think that's justified. I think that's absolutely fine.
It is a weird one, isn't it? When you do get a lot of stuff that you want to put in the freezer and then you look what shit you've got in there and you go, well, this feels like wasteful if I just bin the crap.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I've got like a fridge, which is like a fridge freezer. So it's half and half. But the freezer is full of waffles, chips, like Alpha Bites, chicken nuggets, turkey Twizzlers. I mean, not for me.
All the beige.
100% not for me. All the beige. And then there's the little drawer at the bottom, and that's where I put my batch cooking. But then my other half went and bought ice creams in the middle of winter last week. And now it's full of flake ice creams and cream egg ice creams. And I cannot fit my batch cooks in.
It is horrible. I don't know what we're supposed to do. And this is
eat the ice cream.
One of the many, many reasons why we're all shit at dieting at the moment.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes, an exclusive sticker when you join, and the chance to take part in competitions where you could win £100 and merch from our Etsy store. Our Zoom meetings will be on the first Thursday of every month, and the £100 will be won every single time. So our next Zoom meeting, get your diaries out, is March the 4th. You can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next update, let's get some more stories from you guys at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Scarlett says, I know we do least supportive diet partner, but I would like to nominate my partner for most supportive diet partner. I was just about to tell my Slimming World consultant about my £3 gain, and he turned round and said, why not just tell her you've maintained? She's not going to see you during lockdown. You've got to listen to your elders, right? Correct.
That is the support that you want in a relationship, isn't it, really? I mean, that's all you want.
Yeah, that's couple goals right there.
That really is, yeah. Lucinda says, just been to the Chippy for dinner. Brilliant. Gave our order, then added an extra sausage for the drive home. The bloke smiled knowingly and put it in a separate little bag. I did the big food shop today and was supposed to be having broccoli, spinach and mushroom bake, but just couldn't face it. Oh, well, start again Monday.
Oh, how many times have we said that this year?
Too many times. This was me yesterday when I went to Lidl, and I can't resist the Lidl bakery, and I love the cheese twists that they do. They're just beautiful. So obviously I couldn't just get one. I had to get one for the ride home as well. So I got two.
The one for the ride home doesn't count because no one sees it.
So I live by myself. No one sees anything I eat.
We both didn't count then, correct?
Exactly.
Casey Vickers says, I tried finishing off work with a healthy on-plan dinner. Unfortunately, I burnt everything and the food shop isn't until tomorrow. So an Indian it is. Oh, yes.
Definitely did that on purpose. 100%.
Here's one that's come in saying, last minute drinks with my housemates and multiple bottles of wine. Finished off with a McDonald's has led to me sitting on my 9 a.m. Slimming World Zoom call,
God,
trying to function on 3 hours of sleep with a bucket next to me, just in case. I can't remember the last time I drank.
Why? Why?
Not to get a hangover.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, dear. Cheryl Edie says, I'm never going to be skinny.
Oh, no.
Hubby brought me home a KFC for tea. I wolfed it down because, although the kids had had dinner, I had not time to eat or make mine. Now I'm waiting for my Domino's delivery, as I've no fizzy juice in, and I want to faceplant some chocolate orange cookies. Hashtag flab in
Feb. That is a reason to order Domino's. Well, we've got no popping.
Just those cookies.
Well, we've got no fizzy juice.
Oh, right, okay.
We've got no Pepsi, so what I will do, order a full Domino's meal, because it comes with it.
Also, those chocolate orange cookies are fucking good.
You have not had them.
They sound nice.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
That is worth a Texas barbecue chicken pizza also.
100%. Well, after I've done my detox.
Oh, no, you can't, Joe. You cannot already be thinking about how you're going to reward yourself with pizza when you've not even started.
I meant when I get to Target.
Right, okay, good. There we go. Yeah. And Lady Magnolia says, because we're still being a bit rubbish at the moment, can we just have a new sticker? Any gain is a maintain.
Brilliant.
Great new sticker. Another one we're asking Paul for, and he's looking blankly at us.
It's not going to be
busy.
Is that
busy,
a no?
Busy.
That's a no.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed dieting sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, it's time for our next update, and it's from me.
Why is dieting so difficult? The principle is you put less shit in your mouth, you move more, you lose weight. It's so simple, yet why is it so fucking hard? I've got nothing to say this week because I have not been on a diet. Not again, not really, not at all, to be honest. When I think back at the shit I've eaten, I've had another Chinese takeaway. I've eaten a lot of crisps. I've eaten a lot of chocolate. So I would love to say that I actually don't give a shit about it, but I am starting to get bothered. So when you put your bra on and it's a bit more pinchy, or you notice a few more spots and you start to feel gradually more shit about yourself. And I don't want that because I've been in quite a good place when it comes to my own self-identity for a good few months now, but it's starting to wane. So the only way I can feel good about myself is to put good things in my body when all I want is bad things.
All the bad things, all the bad things. Like, I've had a really muddy head, like, for about, I'd say about three or four weeks now. Yeah, feels like it. But it's like a muddy feeling, and I know what it is, and it's your body craving you to be kind
vegetables
to it and eat the right things, drink the right amount of water and not eat all the crap. But I can't stop. Like, I'm at a stage where I need to draw a line. I need to stop. I need to find some sort of new inspiration to go on a new diet or just get my head down. But I'm at that stage of this week where I'm like, fucking, I can't, you know, there's nothing else. There's nothing to aim for.
I know.
Like, we normally start a diet in January because we've got, you know, a summer holiday to look forward to, or someone's getting married and you've got to slim into that dress or look good on this. But there's just nothing.
My next day out's the vaccine.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That is true.
But you do need to wear a Joe, top for that. So.
Are you getting that soon, Joe, actually? Because you're aging.
That's what I mean. I'm the first. Once the over 65s are done, I'm in there, baby.
Yeah, nice.
I'm making that goal.
And I can't even say that since I've updated that on Monday that I've been good, because I haven't. I had a McDonald's yesterday. It was the final day for a big, big tasty. So I was like, that's how I justified that. Well, that's not coming back in my life for a good few months. So I had a big tasty yesterday.
I mean, good excuse, really.
Yeah, that's, of course. Like, saying farewell to that. Also, producer Paul brought in some new flavour hot cross buns from M&S. So I can blame him for eating three of those.
Three?
Yeah. Well, I gave the other one away to someone at work and then immediately regretted it. So, yeah. So I had three hot cross buns and a Mackie D's yesterday.
Oh. Anyway, wow. Today...
I mean, that's not Fast 800, is it?
It doesn't
really
sound like Fast 800 to me.
No.
Today, starting again?
I've not got any lunch in. I've had some granola for breakfast
that's
and I've
good
got to go on a food shop this afternoon. But then... can I be asked to cook after the food shop? So what's it going to happen? Probably just a sandwich from Morrison's on the way home.
I've got to say, this is the first year I can remember where we've got to February and it feels like the world is struggling to diet.
Yeah, we can't.
Normally, we've had a really good January. We're zooming into February. We've all lost a stone. Yep. But everybody's really keen still. And I don't know if we've had one of those weeks this year.
Do you know what, though? I'm finding it really hard to actually be happy for people that have lost weight as well.
No, but Victoria, I don't believe them.
Give a shit.
When they message us in and say, I've lost a stone and a half since January, I think, well, bullshit. Like, and how do you know? Home scales don't count. How do you know?
Exactly. Exactly. But all we get all the time on our social media... of people who are having takeaways and who are going...
Oh, yeah, they're the people we like. Everyone else can...
Yes, they are. You're our crew, guys. But it's like nobody... No one knows how to get into the right frame of mind. No. They're just... No one knows how to do it right now because everyone's fucking fed up. And a twirl does make things better.
It does. And a flake as a chaser. A twirl chaser.
A twirl with a flake chaser.
Yeah.
And a McDonald's and a Chinese and everything else.
So I can't even say, oh, yeah, I've got big plans for next week because I haven't really got any plans to get on any diet, no.
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah.
We thought this was going to be our year, guys.
It is. No, it still can
New
be.
Year's
guys,
Day.
It still can
February.
Be.
It's only mid-February.
The optimism.
It still can be our year. I think my stomach's the biggest it's ever been. I'm not joking.
Having had two children, mine definitely isn't, but I don't
Mine's
think
it's bigger far. Than when you were pregnant.
Positives.
Mine is bigger than when you were pregnant. I'm telling you that right now. So I'm back on it today.
Okay. Well, I want somebody to inspire me to start a diet.
I've been talking about fucking detoxing.
No, yes, I was say, detox.
I don't know what
you're
you. Yeah, but I don't believe that you're going to do it.
Yeah,
if you do it, yeah. I'll 100% back you and I'll do it with you. Absolutely.
Right, I'm just waiting for you to say, bloody hell, your skin's good. You're great inside and out, Joe. That's what I want.
Right. Any inspiration apart from Joe, please drop into our DMs.
Well, can I just say before we move on to the hero of the week, the clothes thing is an issue.
Oh, it is. It's the bra, Joe. It's
leggings,
the
guys.
I know.
Leggings.
I've got leggings on today because, as previously mentioned, my stomach's never been this big. So I've got leggings on, but the pinching of the bra is a sign.
That is a thing, actually.
The top of the jeans. Try and get in jeans, Victoria. We want it on Insta.
Why are you wearing jeans, Joe? I've not worn jeans since March 2020. Why are we wearing jeans?
That is an issue.
Also, it's not... Leggings. I've got a new person to blame for my weight gain because I keep seeing on ASOS and Chelsea Piers, who make amazing pyjamas, they keep having these new ranges of loungewear. And I'm like, oh, I could definitely... You know, that'd look good, et cetera, et cetera. I've never worn loungewear in my entire 38-year life.
Oh, well, you've been missing out. Even pre-COVID, you've been missing out on that. Loungewear is life.
All right, well, listen, let's all regroup.
Let's all stop
week.
Being so fucking fat.
Yes,
there
okay.
we go. Right.
That's done.
Every week, we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Emma messaged us to say, I need to confess to pretending that my husband was next to me as I was on the phone to the takeaway and I asked questions to him about his order. I even did two different voices. When it arrived, I shouted to my husband, telling him it was here, even though he was at work all alone.
No.
I want to hear those voices.
Oh, wow. That would not have been convincing at all.
Hello, I'd like a pizza. What do you want, love? Yeah.
Deepest voice you can do.
Do you know what she should do for next time? You know, like in Home Alone when he records the TV, she should actually like record a conversation with her husband and then just play
that
it.
Such a good call. Such a good call.
Oh, right, let's move on to our last update of the podcast, and it's from Victoria.
Over the past 2 weeks, I think you could say that I have successfully nailed dieting because I have maintained. So, was I going to do a hat trick this week? Was I going to maintain for a third week? I probably would have been really lucky to have got away with that. But we'll never know. And the reason we won't know, and this makes me join Joe's club for Home Scales Don't Count this week, is because my battery in my scales has died. So last week I mentioned that I had to swap them over from my kitchen scales to my actual bathroom scales because one of the batteries had died. So imagine my horror when the other battery has now died. And I think I'm actually more annoyed about the fact that I can't make any more banana bread. But as home scales don't count this week, and I'm channeling Joe, I'm going to say that I have successfully lost £8.
Well done.
That's what I'm guessing. Despite the fact that I did get sent 8 boxes of Cadbury's brownies. Actually, do you know what? I haven't been that bad. I've eaten fajitas a lot. Or I've just buried it in the back of my head because I just don't really want to know how much I've gained.
I think what all our listeners
£8,
want
guys.
To know...
£8.
I think what all our listeners want to know is where on earth do you buy your batteries from? Because this happened in the last lockdown. So you buy batteries that don't work during lockdowns.
Do you know what? I looked because I went on eBay and let's not be surprised that the battery has died when it was 99p.
Now, you need to fess up here.
Okay.
Did the battery really die or were you...
Yeah, of course
okay,
it did.
Just checking.
Because I had them in my kitchen scales. I took out my bathroom scales into my kitchen scales to make banana bread, obviously, because I'm just loving banana bread. So then I took it back out and then stepped on the actual scales and then it didn't work. Put them back in my kitchen scales and it wouldn't come on. So either both scales are broken or the battery's dead.
Yeah. Maybe you need to join my team then until Slimming World is back. But not way.
Well, home
no
scales.
Weighing.
I don't
I don't think I could
my Slimming World leader this week said to everybody on the Zoom call, because I'm still going, guys, even she said, if people who are weighing don't want to weigh every week, why don't we just all tell each other what we've lost at the end of February?
This is because Slimming World are so fucking desperate to keep members. They don't want to piss anybody off. Every idea is a great idea at the minute for Slimming World.
Yeah, no, I have to. I think I need to. Even if it's damage control, I still think I need to know.
Can't be, though.
Maybe I might
not
write it down, but I need to know.
You lost £8, darling.
I wish. Well done. I wish I felt like I'd lost £8.
How are your... So we were just talking about clothes and that pinching.
Yeah.
How are yours? Or are you just not been in any... fitting clothes for a year?
Yeah, literally not been in any fitting clothes, to be honest. I mean, I'm still walking every day and I'm still... Well, I did set myself 10,000 for February. I'm probably underneath.
It's hard. 10,000 is hard.
Yeah, it's fucking hard.
I know. It's even hard when you walk into married in first sight in Australia, whatever the shit is.
I'm trying to do that. I agree with like Katie. It's so hard to find motivation at the moment to just even bloody get up in the morning, let alone try and lose weight as well. So. I'm not going to beat myself up about it, but I do need to kind of rein it in a little bit. So I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to get back on the Fast 800. I don't know whether to do a bit of both, or I don't know.
I'm a believer in multiple diets at once.
Yeah, but
we know that.
From history tells us that does not work.
Oh, yeah, but science tells us it should.
Oh, speaking of science, guys, there was, I think, a lady called Charlotte messaged us in on the podcast. And basically, pulling a Victoria is actually science,
right?
Because it's to do with how your liver breaks down, like, the sugars, because it has to work harder. So basically, the more that you drink, the harder your body has to work, and therefore burning
higher metabolism.
So there we go, science.
It's working harder.
It is science.
That is not an advert for alcoholism.
That's what I'm getting from
but
this.
I don't drink.
Victoria, drink more.
I don't drink at home.
No, I don't drink.
And look at the size of me.
So well, there you go, guys. This is where you're going wrong. Get yourselves a bottle of wine. Get yourselves a bottle of gin. Join me. Have a great time.
If I start adding a bottle of Prosecco to my diet,
stop it now.
Will I...
Basically, Joe, what you need to do is detox from the food, but then add alcohol
booze
into your diet.
Yeah? This feels like science
winning
to me.
I'm telling you guys.
Now on to our least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's come in from S Mags on Insta. And they say, I asked my other half to get low-fat sausages. He came home with 20 snack sausage rolls. I can't waste them, right?
Why is that such a man thing to do?
These definitely look like low-fat sausages.
Amazing.
Because they're small.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Kirsty says, I've just come off my Zoom meeting. A lady was pissed off that she'd gained weight this week, even though she'd been 100% on plan. She said she'd been so hungry on Thursday that she got through,
5 bananas.
Oh my gosh.
And we weigh on a Friday morning. Fatal error.
Bananas are
five
evil.
5 bananas.
We need to all learn. Bananas, very good for you, very chunky and healthy. But the day before weighing, if you have 5 and you want to have a loss,
you
are
can
crazy.
Eat 5 fucking bananas.
I love a banana, but I don't think I could eat 5 in a day.
You mash at least three into a banana loaf.
Yeah, 3 into a loaf. One banana pancake, yeah. One in a smoothie.
One in a smoothie. Yeah, there
we
go.
Don't.
East Court Pilates says, my Fitbit once told me to stop exercising as my heart rate was dangerously high. I was in the passenger seat of our hire car driving in Italy.
Fitbits don't.
I mean, let's not ask what they were getting up to in the car.
And Laura Lobb says, I just started Slimming World again for the 100th time in the past 12 months. But girlies, this is my year.
That's the spirit.
Woo-hoo. Hubby has his tea in the evenings, which is Slimming World friendly as I'm cooking it. The 10 p.m. then hits. And then he turns into a food monster, grabbing at toast, crisps, biscuit bars, etc. Even when I go to bed, I can hear rustling downstairs. Yeah, hard relate. He jokes a lot that he hardly puts weight on as he walks a bit for work, etc. And he must have a high metabolism being a man and all that jazz. Well, he stood on the scales this morning and he has gained a stone.
Yay!
Obviously, I was sympathetic. While inside, I was screaming, yes, there is a God.
This is incredible.
We have never heard of a man who's actually not got away with just eating shit in secret.
Honestly, I feel like this has actually made my day.
This is a great tale.
Oh,
and whilst we support him and hope he loses it.
No, we don't. We don't.
Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker. So the time of the podcast now is to crown a Slimmer of the Week this week. We didn't have one last week, Jo. I mean,
Well, no, it should have been me.
No.
Wasn't a listener.
Yes.
It was a listener, yeah. It was one of our listeners who messaged in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We gave it to her because I can't remember why, but she was more deserving than Victoria. So I made the decision to give it to her.
So producer Paul must decide.
Oh, he looks like he's about to shit himself. Yeah, he really hates this.
He really does. You must now decide, darling, on who deserves it the most. You've heard what we've all got up to all week. Victoria's lied about her battery. Katie's given the fuck up.
Yeah, I've given up.
One of us is researching new diets and really trying to be healthy.
As always, what is new in your life there, Jo?
That's so true.
I mean, let's be clear, none of you deserve it.
Let's be less clear. Let's be less clear.
By default, I think it's got to go to Jo.
Correct.
Because she's at least making noises about a diet that she's going to be on potentially in the future.
But you know she's not going to do it.
Yeah, but you two have just given up even fantasising about diets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At least I am trying, Paul.
Oh, no, you're not, though. You're thinking about trying. That's not the same as trying. Thinking about doing something.
Hang on, then.
It's not the same as doing
it. Has anyone been on a plan today?
No.
Well, I have. Because I had fruit and yogurt.
What have you been on today?
I've just had fruit and yogurt, so I'm on any of the plans. Any or all of the plans. That's all I've had.
Right, you win.
Thank
right,
you.
Fine.
Okay, and I accept it with the grace it deserves.
You may or may not agree with us, or you might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.